Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The World Health Organization has supported several Cochrane reviews in nutrition in order to inform global recommendations. September 2011 sees the publication of one of these, and Luz Maria Dirahil from WHO's Department of Nutrition for Health and Development in Geneva, Switzerland, summarises the findings for home fortification of foods with micronutrient powders in children.
Exclusive breastfeeding is recommended to feed the babies during the first 6 months of life. After this time, babies should start receiving semi-solid foods, but in many countries, their diet might not contain enough vitamins and minerals. In fact, it has been estimated that approximately half of the infants and children under 2 across the world have one or more deficiencies, particularly of iron, vitamin A, and zinc. These nutrients help children to grow, fight infections, and maintain their cognitive and physical capacity, so it is important to ensure that children have sufficient to avoid the short and long-term consequences of these deficiencies. There are several strategies to control vitamin and mineral deficiencies. A recent one, which we investigate in this review, involves the addition of powdered vitamins and minerals to homemade baby food to improve the baby's diet without actually changing the food that they eat. This process of enriching or fortifying the food can be done at home or at any other place before eating, and so it is known as home or point of use fortification. The micronutrient powders are usually delivered in small single-dose packets which are given to the mother to sprinkle on her baby's food. Currently, several countries are considering the implementation of large-scale projects using micronutrient powders, and they need reliable information to guide their programs. That's why our review assesses the powder's safety and effects on children's nutritional status and health, and compares this intervention with iron supplementation, which is a standard practice in both the clinical and public health fields. A group of experts and international stakeholders help us to select the critical outcomes for decision making, and we also wanted to explore how the effects of the micronutrient powders changed according to their iron content, frequency and duration of use, and how well they work in places where malaria is endemic. We included 8 trials that together involved almost 4,000 children aged from 6 to 23 months, from low-income countries in Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean. We consider that most of the trials were of good quality. To be eligible for the review, a powder had to contain at least zinc, vitamin A, and iron, but all the powders tested contained between 5 and 15 vitamins and minerals, and they were usually given on a daily basis for 2 to 12 months. We found that the use of micronutrient powders containing iron, zinc, and vitamin A reduced the risk of anemia by about a third and half the risk of iron deficiency when compared with a placebo or no intervention. However, there was little or no evidence that this intervention had an effect on growth, survival, or other nutritional or developmental outcomes. No deaths were reported in the trials, and information on side effects and morbidity, including malaria, was scarce. The micronutrient powders produced similar benefits on anemia and iron deficiency to iron supplements, but were associated with fewer side effects. However, very few trials compared these two interventions directly, and so it's difficult to draw strong conclusions. In summary, our results suggest that in places where iron supplementation programs are not in place or are not successfully implemented, the use of multiple micronutrient powders for home fortification of foods is a valid option for preventing anemia in children aged 6 months to 2 years. Our search strategy also identified several ongoing trials, which will double the body of evidence in approximately 2 years, providing additional information on the beneficial and adverse effects of this intervention.
The current review and its future updates, as well as the other Cochrane reviews that will be produced in the nutrition series, can all be found in the Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com.